This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
I really doubt that.
Should we start a collection of
things that Jeff's ever said?
Yeah. The whitest things you've ever said?
Yeah. Well, we are white, goddammit, aren't we?
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
well, welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody. Hi. I'm Brian Wise. Sitting across from me is Jeff Durant, producing at the other end of the house. Show producer extraordinaire. Your friend of mine, Douglas K. Reach Around, the best podcast producer in America.
Yeah, okay.
And your friend of mine.
Is Doug White?
Huh?
Is Doug White? I've never seen him, have you?
Well, I've seen him. You're the only one paying the motherfucker. That's how you know you made it. When you got Jeff Durant money, when you could be paying producers, that's how you know you made it.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker's got Jeff Durant money.
Exactly.
Holy shit. And how is everybody? How we doing?
Doing all right.
Feeling good?
Oh, yeah.
Good, man.
Oh, yeah.
I am on vacation for the first time since January 2019.
Really?
Now, you may be saying to yourself, well, champ.
Weren't you out of work?
I was just saying, champ, you were out of work for 6 months. And,
that's not a vacation.
It is not.
There's a lot of stress in that 6 months.
Yeah. I think when I, and today, on March 5th, is the first anniversary at my current job. I started 1 year ago today.
Okay.
And I told my boss today, I said, when I interviewed for this job, I had 2 weeks left on my unemployment, and I had filled out 100 applications before this
one. Jesus Christ.
No, I'm sorry. That job was the 100th application I filled out.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was hustling. I was out there.
Yeah, well, I know you were.
You know, trying to get a job.
Yeah. Yep.
And I said to somebody in the office today, I'm just like, I figure after a year, you guys haven't fired me, like, you know the gimmick. Like, you know what I'm going to say. You pretty much know what I've said. I've said the worst shit I'm going to say to you in that first year. Like, you know what's going to, you know what it's going to be.
Yeah, so. You got hired on right at the onset of the outbreak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, remember how everything was last year?
We worked for 3 weeks, and then we were like, anyway, we're going to lay you off.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
Yep. Yeah,
and then I was making $900 a week all of a sudden.
Yeah, right, yeah. I went on furlough, and it's like, fuck, this shit can never end,
when
man.
The fuck was
Jesus
I going to work?
Christ, man.
Yeah, like I got that phone call in May, like, all right, it's time to come back to work. And I'm like, you know, how about another month or so? Are we
got that fucking unemployment plus the feds fucking kicking in?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Well, go to fill out my taxes, and I'm in for a big goddamn fucking surprise.
I got a refund this year. I pay taxes on my son owes the feds $775.
Dumbass.
He's a dumbass.
I have.
I've told him, you got to pay taxes on it or else you're going to get fucked.
Yep.
And he did. Right in his fucking tight young ass.
Yeah, I have extra money fucked. Held back out of my check, but they only held back 10% of the unemployment. Of course, I didn't hold back any of that because,
well,
you know.
I had the option. You had the option. I'm here in a different state from me. Mm-hmm. But when you have the option in my state of holding, having tax. So I was grossing $901 a week and taking home about $775.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this can never end. This
yeah, fuck
feels
yeah. No, I'm
great.
Good. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we'll have a worthless currency in 2 years. Oh, I mean, even more worthless currency in 2 years. But, you got a currency based on hopes and dreams. What the hell's another $1,400?
Exactly.
Or $600 or $1,200.
Yeah, shit,
like,
there's another one coming, too.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And it's going to be a pretty decent one, isn't it?
$1,400.
A piece.
Yeah.
Or, well, yeah. Or
yeah.
Four, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. $1,400. Oh. $1,400, man. Just
right
on. Money out of thin air.
What's that fucking deck
hey.
On that pool?
Hey, look, man. You can, you know, 2 years from now, you'll need a wheelbarrow full of American currency to get a loaf of bread. Like in fucking, you know, but, you know, at least you got
not
your 1400.
Unless you got that magic Bitcoin money.
Yeah, no shit, huh?
Jesus. I don't know what to, I just don't, I don't know what to make of that. I really don't. I mean, are we really witnessing the birth of a new currency?
Well, it's kind of the hedge against a worthless dollar, isn't it? Like. I don't know.
It's all fucking made up anyway.
Yeah.
It really is.
No, I mean,
I
know.
It's all fucking made up, you know?
I know it.
I just don't understand it.
Oh, man. So anyway, it was my first anniversary at my job, and then
good.
Monday is the 6-month mark of the breakup, so that went by fast, huh?
Wow.
Yeah.
It did.
Well.
6 months, huh?
Yeah. September 8th.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that went by fast. I have no idea what she's up to.
Why would you?
She and I have a business. You know what? Yeah. Why would I know?
Why would you want to know?
She and I have a business arrangement that expires in late April. I'm sorry to say that when I was out of work for that time, I ended up having to borrow some money from her.
Ah, okay.
And she offered it, and I didn't want to, but
yeah,
I was, you know, taking a beating.
Yeah.
And, Every time I got paid unemployment, I lost money. I was losing money every time I got a deposit.
Yeah.
I was taking a beating. So finally I had to say, okay, you know, listen, I do not want to do this, but can we please, you know, come up to, you know. And she was like, yeah, okay. And then it came up and then it was, you know, over a period of many months and then. I ended up owing her when I tabulated up back last November, and it being a rather sizable amount of money.
Yikes!
And so yeah, we're end of April I'll have her paid off,
okay.
And then I hope to never hear her fucking name again, or see an email from her, or a text from her, or.
I you know what? When I was dating there for a few years and shit, I couldn't.
Enjoy dating? Because I gotta tell you, last weekend I'm sitting on the couch and what was I watching? I don't know, but an eHarmony commercial. It was on Hulu. An eHarmony commercial kept coming on, and every time it came on, I was just sitting there shaking my head. Nope, it's not.
So,
dude, it's just not.
I did not date a lot in high school. Here and there, a little bit. But I wasn't out every weekend. If I was out every weekend, it was with my buddies.
You were drinking with the boys.
We were drinking with the boys.
So
I didn't date a lot in high school. And I got married pretty young that first time. What, 20,
way too young.
22?
Super young.
20, yeah. You know, and so did I enjoy it? I kind of did, but it did not take long to get fucking old.
Did you enjoy it when you were divorced and then finally getting back out there for those few years before you met your current wife? Did you enjoy, like, going out and, like... Because I gotta tell you, the prospect of sitting across from someone new and having those awful getting-to-know-you bullshit conversations, I just do not want to fucking have
those.
Well,
see, so when I was dating after the divorce, I didn't date a ton then either. I mean, I was on a dating app and used that.
No, I just got a tiny Irish hog seeks.
Black Amish Farmers. Yes. .com. That's where she always tells people we met. Blacksonly.com. Mm-hmm.
I'm like a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't... Was it fun? Yeah, because I didn't do a lot of it, you know, in my past life. Did it get old real quick? Yeah. It's frustrating.
I just have no interest. You know, like I told...
Oh, if something ever happened... I don't see any reason why we would break up. I just don't.
No.
You know? But if, God forbid, something would happen to my wife, there's no way. I'm done. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I have no desire to seek.
And that's kind of where I'm at right now. Like, I'm just thinking about, like, getting my Cocka Gold watch and, like, having a retirement ceremony here on the show. Yeah. Like,
oh, no.
Dude, I'm 48.
I'm not putting that watch on your fucking Johnson. I am not doing
I never thought about putting it on my cock. Till this girl I know goes, I need a picture of that watch on your dick. And I'm I never thought of it till you fucking said I should.
If your employer gives you a gold watch, is it going? You're going to put the motherfucker on?
Well, on my
Jesus,
wrist.
If I were your dick, I'd be fucking proud of it. Look at that watch. Somebody asked me what time it is, motherfucker. You know what time it is? It's dicking time.
I'd have to have it would have to be a small watch.
Very thin band.
Well, yeah, I mean, let me tell you something about my cock. It's short, but it's thin. So let me tell you that, ladies and gentlemen. I know I've said this on the show 500 times. When I was young and thin, I carried a ball bat in my pants. And now it's average. To be generous, it's average. And it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I made a doctor's appointment for April 20th.
Oh.
And it's like, now I'm thinking of all the stuff I can do between now and then to get healthier. Like when you brush your teeth before you go to the dentist.
Right.
You know, like, never mind, you've been ignoring them for 6 months.
Yeah, right.
Today's
exactly.
going to make all the difference.
Yeah, you're going to spend an extra, 30 seconds brushing your teeth really good.
Yeah.
And you're going to walk in and go, do you brush and floss? And you go, yeah. And they're going to look at you. You do not, you lying
fucking
bastard.
Fucking liar.
Jesus Christ, I could smell your breath when you got out of the car.
It smells like a bird cave, the bottom of a bird. I had strep throat once. I went to the doctor. And he goes, I know you got it when you walked in here. When I first had you open your mouth, and I go, why? And he goes, because people who have strep throat, their breath smells like the bottom of a bird cage.
Okay.
Like, all right, good.
Thanks, Doc.
Let's have a 91-year-old doctor. Good. My doctor fell and broke his hip and died. He was Jesus's doctor. He was
Dr. Vinnie Boombatz.
I'll tell you, Dr. Vinnie Boombatz. Okay.
I'm my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombatz.
Oh, you know, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape, you know?
God damn, your Rodney is spot on.
Thank you. Thank you, man. But yeah, so now I have an appointment in, April 20th, and I'm just like, oh, boy.
420, baby.
Oh, yeah?
Fuck, 420.
Hitler. Isn't that also Hitler's birthday?
Well, I don't know. Everybody gets fucked up and high on 420 now. Who gives a shit about Hitler?
They get fucked up and high every day, you know?
Yeah. Why do you need a special day for it?
Yeah, that's...
It's not like you wait all year and go, oh, I can get high today.
Oh, I can finally get high. Yeah. Thank God.
Tomorrow it's 421.
Yeah. Not for me. Not for me. Yeah, so I got a doctor's appointment but I just said, and I wasn't even like sitting here going, oh, you know, I probably, like, every time that commercial came on, I just shook my head like, nope.
Oh, the dating? Yeah.
It's just not happening. It's just.
Here's my thing. If something happened to my wife, God forbid.
If something would have happened, God forbid.
I mean, she'd have to pass away. You know, if something like that happened, I would not seek out. I would not purposefully seek out. If I met somebody, you know, at the bowling alley if I met somebody outside. Yeah, right, exactly. So that's what I mean. It's done, you know.
So we're going to think about a Polish chick with no teeth?
Yeah, right. No, but I mean, if you know, if something fell into your lap, get it, you know.
Tough room.
So, you know, but I wouldn't actively seek.
No, and I think that's where I'm at. I just cannot be.
Yeah, I don't have the energy for it. I don't have the need for it.
Yeah,
you know, I've got mine, and she's perfect for me, and you know, and if you know, if something were to happen to that, then no, I wouldn't actively seek anything out. Don't care.
Do you? Well, let me not ask that question. But yeah, no, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I just like, you know, like I was thinking this morning, like I was getting dressed for work, and I was just like, you know, it's the running jokes, and it's the, you know, like that's the stuff that I miss, is the knowledge of the, you know.
Yeah.
That's the stuff I miss. I just, you know, you sit across from a stupid, you know. And what are the odds it's going to become anything? And you just,
yeah, right.
Don't wait. I just wasted 3 years of my life on a girl who I thought was the fucking girl. And I told her to her face she was the fucking girl.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was 3 years wasted.
Yeah. And 3 years?
It was, yeah.
You guys went out 3 years?
It was first date. Well, I'm rounding up. First date was November 27th. So, and she left me on September 8th. So it was just about 3 years. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
But we started talking in the office that September. So
yeah.
Just about 3 years, yeah. And it's 3 years wasted. It's 3 years I threw away.
So she actually like talked to you and got to know you and still wanted to go out with you?
I'm going to tell you this. Not only that, but she was just like, when Oscar season was starting to come around in November, she's like, hey, if you want to see any of these movies, let me know. And yeah, she was into it.
Nice.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it was. Nice.
Apparently not so nice.
Yeah.
But I just cannot imagine looking for it now. I just, ugh.
Yeah, no, it's yeah.
It's just exhausting. And you know.
What are you going to do? You're going to go out to dinner. Yeah. You're going to sit there and you're going to talk. Okay, maybe things go well. Maybe that, and so, what, you're going to have another date and get together, and then,
maybe,
you know, what are you going to do? You're going to go back and bang? No, you're going to go home and take a fucking nap, because that's what you do now
at this age. No, you know? If we eat, I'll have to go straight home and take a shit, so there's no fucking going on, you know, because I'm old,
yeah,
they got to shit right
exactly.
away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm lucky, I get a tip of her tongue on the crease of my balls, but that's about it, you know, I'm lucky. Why don't you let me blurk a 3-drop load onto your fucking forehead there? Fucking. Yeah. I'm so annoyed with the blurk a load. Like. Oh, and that's another thing. I'm not even interested in myself. It is just not happening. Oh, I remember. Okay, so this may be of some interest to you. And I hate that our show has become us talking about getting old.
Yeah.
Because it turns off anyone not our age. Like, if you were to say to me, what audience do you want? I go, I want males 18 to 49.
Boy, there's a fucking out of context audio for you. I want males.
In my bed. 18. But, like, all we talk about is getting older, which is kind of dumb. But I got to tell you, the other night, and I tend to sleep in the nude. And the other night, for the first time in my life, couldn't find a comfortable position to sleep in.
Uh-oh.
Because my balls are becoming pendulous. And it's not like, and I was fine the last couple nights, but the other night, they were hanging low, man.
Pendulous.
They were hanging low.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Edgar Allan Poe wrote poets about poetry about these balls. But yeah, so quoth the ball bag. Nevermore.
Yeah.
Nevermore. Yeah, but it was, I couldn't find a position to sleep in. I had to get up and
because
throw.
Your nuts were in the fucking
they
way.
They were in the way.
Wow. You're gonna have to get them their own fucking pillow.
And pillow. He even carried himself to sleep tonight
on
his
huge
pillow.
You know, I tell you what, speaking of Mike Myers.
He looks like an old Asian woman.
I was watching Inglourious Basterds the other day, and I always forget how fucking great how fucking great he is in that scene. God damn, that's so funny.
Yeah, he is good in that.
With Churchill just fucking lurking in the background.
Bring in the paper.
All right, hand.
All right,
hand. Paper, no! Move that melon of yours and get the paper if you can. Hollering that gargantuan cranium about. I'm not kidding, that boy's head's like Sputnik. Spherical, but quite pointy in parts.
Well, that was offside, wasn't it? He'll be crying himself to sleep tonight on his huge pillow.
Huge pillow.
Yeah, so that was the other night for me. That's what happened to me. Yeah. Been fine since then, but I know it's coming.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get up to piss in the morning, and my balls will be fucking dragging across the front of the bowl.
You'll fucking finally drift off to sleep and wake up, and the cats will be down there fucking flicking at them because they'll be hanging off the fucking edge of the bed.
Oh, I wish.
Be the best action you've had in a while.
I was supposed to say, that kind of attention, I might jerk my fucking half-flaccid rod. Getting old as a motherfucker, it's weird.
I got another shot in my hip the other night.
Yeah. Did you? All right, pops. Nice.
Exactly.
Dude.
Yeah. This one wears off just as quick. We're fucking getting in there and rooting around.
Okay.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What they don't tell you about getting older is, like, they don't warn you. They're just like, well, when you get older, you'll know. You'll understand.
Yeah. You'll understand when you're older.
Yeah.
Will I?
But what they don't tell you about is the fucking fatigue.
Yeah.
And the, you know. They don't tell you about any of that shit.
No. No, they don't. Fuck them. Assholes.
You really are. Fuck them. Really. Honestly. Yeah. Anyway, not fun. But what are you going to do? Yeah. So dating is out pretty much.
Another few years, we'll be talking about not being able to eat solid foods. It'll be all pudding and applesauce.
Don't let me live to be fucking 80. I'll have to have my
son.
Oh, no,
you're going to live until you're like 95, 98 years old. That's your curse.
I'll have my son coordinate with your son, and, like, you know, we'll be in the nursing home together. They'll just put unwired microphones in front of us and let us babble for 8 hours a day.
Exactly. Yep.
I did, you know, interesting thing the other day. I was driving around with my son a few weekends ago. We were just kind of driving. Your son. I was driving around for a couple hours. And we were just kind of talking. I was just like, you know, I was indifferent to it for a long time.
Indifferent to what?
Oh. But recently decided that I want to live.
Oh, okay. So,
and it's like, I was indifferent to it. I was like, if I don't wake up, it's whatever. But now I'm like, yeah, I kind of would like to get up tomorrow.
Good.
That's a new.
It is kind of a new thing for you.
Yeah, that's a new thing in my life. Like not wanting to die, but being indifferent to the question.
Mm-hmm.
And now at this age, it's like, oh, I left my own devices. I'd like to wake up tomorrow.
Dude, when I hit 50 here just a few weeks ago, you know, and it's not like I woke up on the morning of my 50th birthday and all these things, you know, you start to think about these things, but
it's all I've been thinking about.
Well, when you finally get
to. That's why I love this show, because I could do something else.
When you get to that milestone at 50 and it's like, man, I have less time on this planet now.
Yeah. A lot less in front of you than behind.
And honestly, for my weight and my family history, hitting 40 was probably the halfway mark.
38?
You know, probably 38. But it's like, man, I'm at 50. It's like, I don't have as much time left as I've lived. And that's really got me in my brain in a bit of a quandary.
You got a lot more time behind you than you do
in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know.
Yeah,
it's one of those things where, you know, of course, you know, geez, I wish I'd have planned better for retirement I've only ever been out of work in my life for 13 months. I have worked since the day I graduated high school full time, and I have been able to shift retirement plans from work to work. But when I got let go back in 2009, I had to take that shit out
so
I could live. Yeah. And man, it's like, I'm, you know, fuck, I'm way behind the eight ball on that shit. Way behind. I'm not going to retire when I'm 65. No fucking way.
Nah.
You know? I want to, dude. I want to retire when I'm 62. As soon as I can.
I will retire at 63 if I have to eat dog food to do it.
That may be, yeah.
And I just, you know, I don't know if I sell books or if I write books no one reads or if I just do a podcast where I babble, not unlike this one, frankly. Hmm. I don't know what the plan is, but the plan is to do Brian shit.
Yeah.
That's the plan. And like, yeah. I just do not, that's 15 years away.
Yeah. I'm looking at, I could potentially retire in 12 years.
That's amazing.
12 and a half. Was it 62 and a half?
60, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, or 63 now, maybe, I guess.
Start getting AARP shit in the mail yet?
Oh, dude, I've been getting AARP shit for like 5 years now.
Those commies know better than to come after me. Fuck that.
Fuck that.
Fuck that organization. Commie fucks. Fuck them.
I don't want nothing for being old. I don't. Fuck them.
I guess your dad called my dad for a half hour chat the other night.
I'm sorry. I will call your father and apologize. Jeez.
I guess your dad was unburdening himself. I got to pay for this and that and the other thing. And
you know, I tell you what, anyway, I probably shouldn't. I shouldn't talk about it here. I love my dad, but man, it's just been.
And then fucking my dad's like, I think Jeff and them ought to. They ought to move him in with Jeff and his wife. And I go, their house isn't big enough for him to move
in. No, we tried
in.
Living with my dad once, and it did not work out.
Yeah?
And our house is not big enough.
It's not,
you know,
dude.
The boy's there, and it's not, no. And I'm sorry.
Is he showing any interest in doing his own thing, or is he just going to hang out with Dad for another 2 or 3 years?
Who?
You pothead son.
I don't know. He hates the fucking system that he lives in. And it's like, dude, I know.
Yeah,
the system's not perfect. Everybody hates it. But, you know, here's the thing. Move to fucking Denmark. Move to one of them socialist European countries. I guarantee you, if you're not happy here, if you can't find a way to be happy in the United States, you're not going to be happy there either.
That's 100% right. That's 100% right.
I realize the system's broken. The system's not fair. Here's the fucking, the thing that I guess nobody's told yet. It's never going to be fair, no matter how hard you try. And anywhere you go is not going to be fair to you.
No. I've never met a pothead that didn't rail against the system. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Shut up. Grab a friend and go get a place to live. What are you doing? My son's girlfriend left him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she finally had enough of his nonsense, is what happened. And I mean, if you think I'm emotionally crippled, this kid, and, you know, he's 27, and she's just like, I felt unloved and I felt unappreciated, and that's that. And she showed him the door. And she's not wrong. I guarantee you she's not wrong. So, you know.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
So he and I are going to go cruise for pussy together. God, can you imagine?
You know what?
I just cannot. Like, when Jennifer left me, I was 38, and I'm like, the first thing I did was go looking for pussy. I mean, like that day.
Sure. Of course you did, because you're still 38.
38?
There was still some life left in that fucking run.
Oh, and then Kylie left me, and I'm just like, hey, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah. You know, I'm like, yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah. You know, all right, it is what it is.
The kid will make it. He will.
Oh, I know
he will.
I know.
He's going to. He's got it in him.
Yeah, it's tough business. I have some news here.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Hmm.
Coming up,
pace,
handsome
huh?
mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for this and more.
Do you want to play that again so I don't
What's the fucking point? To hell with it.
We've only been using that same thing for 50 years.
Thing.
Night, an Albany landlord facing charges accused of kidnapping tenants that he couldn't evict due to the pandemic. Sean Douglas out on.
I love this guy. He's a go-getter. He's a go-getter. He's making things happen. He's a landlord. He's got some shit tenants. He can't get rid of them because of corona laws. He's in New York State, so you know it's a fucking garbage fire in that state with their trash governor, their fucking mass murdering governor. Okay? So. So, you know, he's got some law that you can't evict anybody because it's fucking, you know, why work when you just live at someone's house for free? And so this guy, he's a go-getter. He fucking kidnapped him.
Bail tonight. His tenants tell police that they were abducted early Sunday morning at gunpoint, yeah, restrained with zip ties, and covered with pillowcases.
Yeah.
They say Douglas then dumped them at a cemetery 30 miles away in Ghent.
Dude's taking fucking action.
This guy's
action.
A go-getter. Okay. I love this guy.
He's got a solution to the fucking problem
yeah.
that he
yeah.
has in front of him.
Exactly.
Kidnapped him, zip-tied yep. him, put yep. pillowcases over their heads.
Pillow.
Dumped him in a cemetery. Jesus. Yeah.
Guy's a go-getter, man. I love this guy.
Huh.
It's all part of my new book, The Wrong Side of History, by Brian Wayne. It's out on bail. Let's see here. Let's see. Tenants tell police they were abducted, blah, 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 blah. Let's see.
He's lucky they came out of that alive. I mean, he could
have yes.
run to death out there, whatever the case may be. You have to be tolerant. There is a process.
You have to be tolerant. It's a process.
Yeah, I'm sure the people that he pays the mortgage to on the
yeah
on I the bet building that he owns, I yeah. bet they're real fucking
I bet
tolerant.
Yeah, I bet his bank is super tolerant.
Oh, I bet
tolerant.
The bank is real fucking tolerant of that, yeah. Bank probably said, hey, listen, man, not for nothing, but you got any zip ties and pillowcases and a big van?
It's probably the bank's idea. Those fucking savages. And it's like, listen, I mean, not for nothing. Do you have any zip ties laying around?
But listen, if you come in and open up a new account with us today, we've got pillowcases, zip ties, and a new fucking cargo van for you, okay? Wink, wink.
Fucking Visqueen, lime, a shovel.
I need duct tape, Visqueen, lime,
yeah,
and a shovel.
Only if you open an account now.
We're it's... building an outhouse, thank
yes,
you.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, they echo so well off these
they
chairs.
They really do. You got like a metal folding
yeah.
chair over there.
Yep.
And it just fucking rattles right off that bad boy.
Good.
Like a thunder across the open prairie.
And the great thing is they don't stink.
You know what? Did you get a whiff of that one I dropped earlier?
Yeah, yes, I did.
Did you finally?
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
That was heinous.
It was, yeah, heinous.
Oh.
Yeah.
I put the anus in anus. Yeah, huh? I put the anus back in anus over there, huh? Yeah. Yeah. Why did it take us so long to come up with that?
I don't know.
Bennett, so don't call down here to the sheriff's office screaming and yelling like everybody has been for the last 12 months.
Sounds like he's a little frustrated.
Yeah, he really is. Hang on, let's go back.
Here's the circus music we
were trying to do for 3 months.
And then Bennett, so don't call down here to the sheriff's office screaming
in Ghent.
And he's lucky they came out of that alive. I mean, you could have froze to death out there, whatever the case may be. You have to be tolerant. There is a process. I didn't invent it, so don't call down here to the sheriff's office screaming and yelling like everybody has been for the last 12 months.
That ban on eviction remains in place.
He's up to here with this shit.
That guy is fucking had it. Wow.
But you know, here's
the
thing.
Circus music we've been practicing for 3 months.
If they'd have died in the cemetery, well, hey, you know, you're close. I mean,
man. 30 miles away. He drove him in the trunk of a car, Goodfellas style, for 30 miles.
Joe Pesci,
dumped him in a cemetery. He really did. And then he went to Joe Pesci's mom's house for a plate of spaghetti, this guy.
Oh, goddamn mom famished. Boy, yeah, please don't call down here to the sheriff's office like everybody has been for fucking 12 fucking months. Sorry,
that guy's got a bigger problem.
He's
than
fucking
this,
at it.
Yeah, he has had it.
He's had it with COVID. He's had it with his fucking governor and his mayor. Ugh. And he's just fucking had it with everybody.
I love him. I love both these guys. Let's see.
Big local story. An educator admitting to Fox 5 he engaged in a sexual
act. Fox Force 5?
While still logged on to a virtual class session.
Yeah.
This is,
see, that's the other thing about working from home is I always got to make sure that the laptop is in.
How many
cameras
times?
On, you know, it's like, are you, shit.
Are you more likely to want to fiddle your bag working from home?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Are you just like focused on work all day?
No, dude, that's why I got to get back in the office. I can't stay focused on what I'm supposed to be doing. God, it's terrible.
I have no interest in jerking
I have
off.
These, I have
I
these
tell you something.
Bursts of time
oh, I
where
bet you
I
do.
Work.
I bet you do.
And then, but there's these longer fucking lags where I'm just, let's go see what's on sale at the brewing store.
I have no hesitation texting you at 7:30 because I know that, you know, there's just nothing going on here.
Man.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I work for a while. Yeah. Maybe I'll jerk my rod. I don't know. Like, you know. Have you, like, when you're supposed to be working, have you, like, walked away to slip one to the old lady and then come back to work? Has that happened yet?
No, that has not.
Really?
No, that has not happened yet.
Huh. See, I thought that,
well,
that would have been.
I mean, fuck, the way, you know, where what she does and where she works, shit, she's.
That would have been one of the first things I'd have tried to do, you know? I slip a good one back in the old face.
No, but I tell you what, man, me and the fucking cat were eyeing each other the other day. That's just it, dude. I'm talking to the dogs. I'm talking to the cats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's
no,
fucking
know.
Terrible.
No, I know. Yeah, no, I know.
Oh, it's... Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
We fucking joke, you know, because we've all got the Teams thing, you know, at work or the fucking Skype or the
hey,
fucking
team.
Call it. You know, so you got the chat thing going up, so you can keep contact. But of course, there's one channel or one room that's got all of us in it, and everybody's putting their fucking goofy little shit up there. Boy, every once in a while, like, you know, not just me, but a couple of us will make, you know, oh, is it 5 o'clock yet? You know, time to start drinking yet? And I'm fucking sitting here making these jokes sometimes with a goddamn fucking glass of beer in my hand at fucking 3:30 in the afternoon. You know, it's like, I'm home. What's anybody going to do?
Functional alcoholic. Anyway, this guy was jerking off during a Zoom call with, I won't ruin the punchline for you. Hang on.
And students saw it. Montgomery County school officials say this happened on Monday with an 8th grade class.
And we should warn
Hang on, they're going to warn us about something.
8th grade class.
Nice.
He's jerking his rod with an 8th grade class.
Well, suffice to say he's finished.
That's just, you know, that's that Jeffrey Toobin thing. Like, you just can't, you know.
The details you're about to hear are graphic. Stephanie Ramirez.
Oh, thank God. Finally something interesting on this fucking dumb show.
Is at Shady Grove Middle School tonight.
Che Guevara Middle School? What middle school was
this? What is it? Che Guevara?
No, it's not. Oh. That's what it sounded like to me, though.
Shaved gorilla?
Ooh, I got a shit so bad. Shady Grove Middle School.
Shady Grove? Where do we get Che Guevara out of that?
That's what it sounded like to me.
I think Stephanie Ramirez at Shady Grove Middle School tonight. She has the story. Stephanie.
Hey, guys.
Wow. Hey, guys.
It was a virtual 8th grade class. I talked to the man who said...
Well, we didn't think he was jerking his rod in a fucking actual 8th grade class, you dumb coos.
We've done stories
like
that.
Oh, we have, yeah. Who was that guy that was jerking off in the podium?
The
old
fucking
guy?
60-year-old guy?
No, he was in his 70s, early 70s. Yeah, he was... And the girls are so hot.
How could you be up there talking to your class and fucking jerking your rod at the same time?
Oh.
How could you, I mean,
just like that podium scene in Police Academy, where he's getting blown. And
yeah, but that's somebody else doing it for him. I gotta concentrate. I can't walk and chew gum at the same time. So
walk or chew gum at the same time.
Says he was the staffer involved. He told me he thought he had logged off of this virtual session.
Oh, yeah.
He
was logging off.
Oh yeah, he was.
Oh,
logging
he
off.
Was logging off, lady.
Oh yeah.
Claims today that he did not know it was recorded and posted to social media.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What the fuck are these? How old is this fucking guy? Jeffrey Toobin was in his fucking 60s or whatever. How old's this fucking criminal?
until this morning when a reporter called asking questions about it. And this is even after the school principal sent a letter out to the community yesterday informing them and warning them of the social media post, especially.
Would you like to write that letter?
I think that'd be great.
Oh, I'd be like, oh, God damn it, Mark. Like, now I have to fucking...
And we both got to look for new work.
This is not what I wanted to do today, Mark.
Mark Shack. He is...
Mark Shack. Mark Shack is... never mind.
The man we're talking about here, he gave Fox 5 an on-camera interview today, whoa, admitting that it was...
That never happens.
Well, he likes to be on camera, so, I mean, why would he not?
God, you know what? I just... I'm going to hate if you die before me because I have to put together a show where it's just like Jeff Durant's greatest hits. And it's just, you do not appreciate what a comedic fucking genius you are. And you'll never appreciate it. And I wish you would. But yeah, you just will not ever get there. And it frustrates me. That's really fucking funny. God damn it.
Him in the sexual act, and that this was... him, the one placed on administrative leave Monday. The recording shows the virtual session identify Mark Shack as the host. It then shows a man get up.
Hi, I'm Mark Shack, and I'm your host tonight.
The Jack Shack.
The Mark Jack. The Mark Shack Jack Shack show. Shit show.
Girlfriend's on the rag tonight. I'm in the Jack Shack. Da 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 da. No, Robert. What,
his name's Mark Shack.
Mark
the
Shack.
The Mark Shack Jack Show.
Mark Shack Jack Shack.
Mark Shack Jack Shack Show.
S-C-H-A-C-K. Yeah, welcome to the Jack Shack. I'm Mark Shack, everybody.
Welcome to the Jack Shack. I'm Mark Shack. I'll be your host this evening.
Hi, good evening.
Turn to the side and start fondling himself. We're only showing screen grabs because of how graphic the video is.
Oh, I'd like for you to show the whole fucking thing. Oh, he's just amazing. He's just fucking finishing the business. He's got his...
Shaq told us today he works as a teacher's aide and that this was a virtual history class involving two...
Oh, it was a history class. Yeah.
Oh, today, kids, we're going to talk about flogging. We're going to go to the ancient religious practice of flogging ourselves. Yes, for penance.
Yes.
Flogging our penance.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Durant will be here all week. Forget the marinara sauce.
Four three students. He says he's been at Shady Grove for about 3 years. He's listed as a special ed paraeducator.
Why is it always retards? Why are they always
Why are these guys turned
retards?
On from teaching turchin turds tards dad dip?
That's gotta
torching
be
tards, that's our job.
That's gotta be a mush mouth, I'm sorry.
No, it has to be. Not denying that one.
Let's
do it.
See. Whoa! Oh, shit. Oh. Oh.
What are the most difficult problems he or she will face in 2008?
There you go. Why don't we just ask Osama bin Laden, Osama Obama, Obama what the is, since he won by such a big amount.
That is a bit as old as Tennessee.
That's old. I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You have a little emphasis on the end of that one.
I hate the beginning. Like the beginning of a Steely Dan song.
Identify Mark Shack as the host. It then shows a man get up, turn to the side, and start fondling himself. We're only showing screen grabs because of how graphic the video is. Shaq told us today he works as a teacher's aide.
The Jack Shack is a little old. Get your Jack Shack money! Fucking Fred, shut up. Rock Lobster!
Anybody could like that fucking group. I really don't.
I don't know, Rock Lobster kind of kicks ass a little bit, actually.
And that this was a virtual history class involving two or three students. He says he's been at Shady Grove for about 3 years. He's listed as a special ed paraeducator on the school's website.
Hot retards do it to you every time, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The principal of the school sent a note to the families yesterday informing them of this incident. A school spokesperson also warned students could face disciplinary action if caught posting or sharing the video. Mark Shack was very shaken up when we talked with him, saying he thought he had logged off and that he was doing this in the privacy of his own home.
He logged off, honey.
He logged off, all right.
Logged off.
Oh, yeah, this is alive, too.
Yeah, this is nice, actually. Okay, the chicks.
Oh, my God. Wow.
What?
They're hot.
They're
really hot.
Yeah, in those days, yes.
Is that the girl from the... who's the other girl?
Well, there was two of them always.
Oh, I only remember
that's
the
Cindy,
redhead.
That's Cindy Wilson. She was the guitarist sister, that the dude that passed away, the guitarist that died early on in the band.
I had no idea.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So they were both... Oh, wow, they're really hot there.
Woo, goddamn. Yeah, no, they were... I always thought those girls...
They were really hot
not
there.
Bad, not bad looking.
Wow. Fred. We're going to have a party. Oh, right into that mouth, dude. Oh.
Rock good, off, good voices, too, man. This chick's had good voices. Yeah, that's her brother playing guitar right there. This is really, really early.
Look how hot they are. I feel like we should cover this. Yeah.
We could.
Yeah, we could.
We really could.
Oh, you know what? Oh, look at them.
Wow.
Rock Lobster! It's the same song we've always done. Come and get your jukebox money. Wow.
I forget, what was her name?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's handful of her hair and fuck her mouth in steam. Wow-wee.
Oh, more cowbell, Fred. We need it.
Yeah, man. Man.
There you go.
Man, if you don't like that hook, I got... that's a great hook,
yeah,
man.
Why is this 7 fucking minutes long, though? Jesus Christ. Wow.
Rock Lobster!
Best thing we've ever done, by the way.
What's that?
Have this fucking...
Oh, yeah, here. Dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Cock Gobster!
Cock Gobbler!
I think we can cut all this shit out, but... Oh, yeah, anyway.
Was not directed towards the kids. I had no...
No! Fuck
online.
No.
I'm not, like, a deviant, and I wouldn't do something to jeopardize.
Well, you know what? I must politely disagree, my friend.
My career, like, I mean, that's silly. I've been, you know, for 20 plus years, I never... did anything, like, it was just...
We spit it out, you fucking hump, we got it!
Just dumb luck that I happened to be on when it happened. I'm sorry if I...
dumb luck. Ugh.
Like, offended or did anything, I didn't do it intentionally.
Kate Pearson and Cindy Wilson.
Yeah, she didn't age well.
No, she did not.
No, we're so...
Holy shit. Man, again, fat-cheeked, you know.
Yeah.
You know, go be 70 somewhere else.
76. I had no idea that they formed that early.
Cock Gobbler! Is that the parody we do? Cock Gobbler?
Cock Gobbler, yeah. Bad, bad, bad.
Easy for you to say.
And Jack used the word shell-shocked, acknowledging that something like this could ruin his career. He also admitted to watching a pornographic video, saying that none of this was directed at any of the children on there.
No.
So you're on a Zoom meeting with your kids, a class, a virtual class with your kids, and you're watching porn.
Yeah.
And then, sorry, dude, this is going to ruin your career. I hate to tell you this, but...
Well, officer, disregard the bookmark for hotretards.com. Do a search. Do an image search for hot retards. Do it.
Oh, no.
Do it. While we're doing that, I will tell you that...
retards.
Smoking hot.
I figured I'd throw that in there for good measure.
Smoking. Jeff just did a Google search.
I think we just found the title of our show.
Smoking hot retards.
What is retarded hot versus hot retard?
Oh, fucking. Go. Do me a favor. Go up to images though, real quick. Let me see what.
I don't know if I really want to do this. MediocreFilms.com. Why am I not on MediocreFilms.com?
Oh, you never go full retard. Is that Meatloaf? Who is that? Anyway.
NCPS would not confirm his identity, but we do know that police are investigating this. He's not being charged of anything at the moment, but we do also know that the state's attorney's office, that they work very closely with local police on investigations of alleged crimes that involve children especially. Guys, back to you.
Heck yeah.
I think he ends up keeping his job in the end. They didn't fire him, I think, in the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hot sauces for retards. There's a good picture, I think. God, dude.
God, retard.
Belle Delphine. Jesus Christ, dude. Man, oh, man. She's just fucking...
I have no idea who that is.
She's just some internet girl. Oh, like, she sold her bathwater and made a fortune a few years ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And she finally put out a fuck video.
Oh.
And it's a load right to the fucking choppers, too, in this one video. Yeah. That fucking the guy, all I can see, and I saved a copy of it. I can fucking show you if you want to see. But the guy dropping a load on her face has feet like a pterodactyl. He's fucking the worst.
There you go. Retard fashion show.
I can't. I can't. Quit trying to make Targe look sexy. You know, one of those guys jerking off on a Zoom call. Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
What the fuck?
Well, that one shit itself.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Oh, my God.
What? 54 retarded fashion ideas.
Makeup time! Yay! I'm a big kid now. Well, there's a retard.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck are we doing? I think you should have... If we are not going to get a video element, then fuck this show, all right?
Oh, my God. It's Queen Victardia. Is that it? Yout.
Woo-wee, lad.
Oh, boy. I'd probably say third because you got to give it a little credibility.
Queen Victardia hit me like mustard gas. Like the shell went off and it took a while to get to me. Queen Victardia, maybe the funniest thing you've ever said.
Oh, shit. There it is. Let them eat applesauce.
I can't do this anymore. I am 48 fucking years old.
Yeah? Good for you.
Oh, shit.
Somebody bring me a eunuch.
Oh, fuck. I cannot.
Just think that poor fucking teacher would be over here fucking banging. He would really spanking it out right now.
Be harder than granite. He'd be just fucking jerking his old man Ron.
Victorian retarded pussy. Oh, oh baby. Oh, my
God. Oh. I just fucking can't. Don't dress him up.
That's some. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, there's more. Here.
Why does she... What? Hang on. What? Hang on, go back. Why does her face look like the Joker in the fucking ballroom scene in The Dark Knight?
It does.
Do you want to know how I got these scars? Okay. All right. What is happening? Stop!
I can't stop.
Why is the one 12 feet tall? Why does she have alien eyes? What is happening? Why is she? She only stepping out of a spaceship and fucking.
Oh. Ta-da! And now for this part of our competition, we're going to see if we can say a complete sentence.
Go back one. That thing walked out of the spaceship on the day the Earth stood still. What the fuck? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. All right. I don't even have the patience to read this story about cows being sacred in India. I have a new national exam.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. That's the Britney thing? Is that what that is?
I don't know. There's a snake about to fucking have that tard for lunch. This is from Cosmopolitan.
Of course it is. We're trying to normalize this. Quick. Is that girl 3 feet tall? Everyone she stands next to looks like they're 12'9". Oh, my. Look, what are they doing?
Well, you know them tards, man. They grow big. They get, you know, stupidly fucking large.
Six dozen retard strong.
Exactly. They get that fucking retard strength.
I watched Clerks 2 again the other night for the first time in a long time. God damn, dude. Wow.
Okay, I'm out. Pull up. What, huh? What?
Go to YouTube and pull up a Clerks 2 dance scene. And I am telling you that who's the girl in Clerks 2?
I don't fucking know. Dance?
Yeah. Right there.
This one?
Yeah. Now, Rosario Dawson.
Is this on? Okay.
Up here, jackass.
The fuck you doing up there? Yo, if you're gonna jump, I'm gonna crack at that pussy first. Let me find out.
You still got your boombox? Hey.
There is. So if you've not seen Clerks 2.
It's been so long that.
So young Rosario Dawson. And there's a dance scene where it starts on top of the restaurant. And the fucking shaking and swaying of her tits. And this is positively hypnotic. It will put you into a fucking trance.
Play something and turn it way up. Something danceable.
Get a crack of that pussy
up
first.
Up here?
Let me find out.
Are you serious? You're going to teach me to dance up here?
What? You want I should do it in front of all the customers?
What customers?
Look how hot she is. Jesus Christ.
Okay. Get ready for the music.
You feel it? Here. Here it comes.
Something a little less demonic, please.
That's
Thank
King,
you.
I think that's King Diamond, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, just follow what
it is
what I'm doing, okay? Step forward.
Oh,
my goodness sakes. Oh, look at her little ass.
Jesus Christ.
Dude,
that fucking shirt is fighting for its life.
It's hypnotic,
wow,
right?
Wow, holy shit. Where when they bounce down, they actually want to come back up.
Look. Great. Oh. It's hypnotic.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dante's fucking enthused.
Oh, look at those bad boys. Oh. Anyway, if you've not seen Clerks 2, that might be the... It's... I watched it again the other night for the first time in several years. And laughed very, very hard.
Yeah?
Yeah. Go do Clerks 2 Porch Monkeys.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's... it should come right up. Oh, maybe not. I think YouTube's got it figured out. That one right there, the top scene right there, yeah.
I don't mind people snickering at the stupid uniform I've got to wear, but I'll be damned if I'm going to let some self-righteous lucky turd come in here and treat me and Dante like we're a couple of fucking porch monkeys.
Randall! I'm sorry. He
didn't really just say what I think he said.
What? Porch monkeys?
Randall!
Randall!
What's wrong with you?
I want my money back right now.
Of course. You know what? Here, take this on us.
No, I'm not eating something that was cooked by some cracker-ass hate monger.
I will. Baby, you can't taste racism.
What racism? Porch monkeys?
Little mother.
Calm down, chap. It ain't worth it.
You're lucky my husband will jump across this counter and knock your teeth in.
Why?
Yeah, baby, why? I mean, ain't like he called us porch monkeys.
Hey.
Come on, baby, stop making that mess. The judge told you about that. You gotta stop putting your hands
on people. Here, take this. This is your money. Please, take the food on us. We're sorry.
Oh, I'm gonna write the paper about this and all y'all getting fired up
Jesus.
In here.
Well, I'm gonna take the food. Thank you, baby.
Fuck that food.
Dang it.
Thanks. Come again.
Don't leave me, baby.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
What? What's the big deal? Since when is it a crime to say porch monkey?
Oh, I don't know. Since forever?
Why?
Because porch monkey's a racial slur against black people.
No, it's not. Nigger is.
Randall!
Did Randall just call Mr. Dante a nigger?
Shut up, Elias! Shut
I didn't up. Just call Dante a nigger. I just said that nigger is a racial slur.
So is porch monkey.
Oh, it is not. Coon, spook, spade, mooly, jigaboo, nignog, those are racial slurs. Porch monkey is not.
I'm going to pretend like this conversation didn't happen. Elias, go pick up that fucking mess, and you are this close to getting shit canned. Shoot me now.
Jesus Christ.
What are you doing? Are you trying to get fired?
Since when did porch monkey suddenly become a racial slur?
When ignorant racists started saying it 100 years ago.
Oh, bullshit. My grandmother used to call me a porch monkey all the time when I was a kid because I'd sit on the porch and stare at my neighbors.
Despite the fact that your grandmother might have used it as a term of endearment for you, it's still a racial slur. It'd be like your grandmother calling you a little kike.
Oh, it is not. Plus, my grandmother had nothing but the utmost respect for the Jewish community. When I was a kid, she told me to always treat the Jewish kids well or they'd put the Sheenie curse on me.
What the fuck, man?
What the fuck?
Sheenie's a racial slur, too.
Oh, it is not.
Yes, it is. Not.
Well, she never called any Jews Sheenie. She just used to say Sheenie curse a lot. It was cute.
It wasn't cute. It was racist.
I disagree, man. She was just an old-timer. That's the way people talked back then. Didn't mean they were racist. But my grandmother did refer to a broken beer bottle once as a nigger knife.
Jesus Christ.
You know, come to think of it, my grandmother was kind of a racist.
You think?
Well, I still don't think porch monkey should be considered a racial term. I mean, I've always used it to describe lazy people, not lazy black people. I think if we really tried, we could reclaim porch monkey and save it.
It can't be saved, Randall.
Save it.
The sole purpose for its creation, the only reason it exists in the first place, is to disparage an entire race. And even if it could be saved, you can't save it because you're not black.
Well, listen to you. Telling me I can't do something because of the color of my skin? You're the racist.
Fucking Randall.
I am here to tell you.
Back, you watch.
I'm here to tell you I fucking.
You know what? I am going to have to watch that again. It's
Jeff,
been so long, I don't remember any of
Jeff,
this.
Jeff, I fucking howled the other night watching this movie.
Yeah.
It's great.
2006?
Yeah. Yeah.
When
I
did
saw
Clerks
that.
Come out?
Oh. 95? 1995, I want to say. I saw that movie.
94.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I saw that movie with a girl I met online. Her name was Rebecca something. Hispanic gal.
Yeah.
Hot. She was a little heavy, but really hot.
Yeah.
And I met her online, and the first date we had was she lived in Schererville, Indiana.
Schererville, sure.
And I drove to Schererville, and we went to see. We had dinner and went to see Clerks 2, and then we fucked it out that night. And,
nice.
And I fucking howl. I got it. That movie is still funny. Oh, I fucking laughed. Jesus Christ. I have a story here that's so enraging, I don't know that we should do it.
Oh, I do believe we should.
Because we've had a pretty fun show.
Yeah.
up to this point. I mean, if we can make something funny out of it, let's start it.
All right, let's see what we got.
And see if we can make something funny out of it. Because if not, we can just, you know, right?
Cut it loose.
Okay.
We not let none of this get the best of us. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Be strong, son. We got this.
He's stressed, and I am too. Like, I told him I probably would start crying. Like, my son is, I don't know what to do for him.
This coming June is when Tiffany France thought her son would receive his diploma.
And I'm just trying to fight. He like, Mom, what was all this for? What did I do this for? Like, don't he get a chance? Do he get a chance?
But after 4 years of high school.
Ready?
Do he?
Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
This mom just learned her 17-year-old has to start over. He's been moved back to ninth grade.
Why would he do 3 more years in school? He didn't fail. The school failed him.
Now, here comes the punchline.
And
I'm telling you, I pulled this audio down Thursday or Wednesday night, and I was enraged.
The school failed at their job. They failed. They failed. Mm-hmm. That's the problem here. They failed.
Yeah. Not him. Not her. The school failed. Now listen, here comes the punchline. I know you're saying it.
They failed. He didn't.
We got it.
Deserve that.
France's son attends Augusta Fells Savage Institute of Visual Arts in West Baltimore. His transcripts show in 4 years, he has passed just 3 classes, earning 2.5 credits, which places him in ninth grade. But France says she didn't know that until February. She has 3 children and works 3 jobs. She thought her oldest son was doing well because even though he failed most of his classes, he was being promoted. His transcripts show he failed Spanish 1 and Algebra 1, but was promoted to Spanish 2 and Algebra 2.
Exactly.
He also.
Because you can't fail anybody anymore. It hurts their feelings.
That's what I was told when my son was in seventh grade. We had to have a big meeting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Big meeting.
And it was like school principal, school psychologist.
Yes.
And me. And his grandmother, because guess his mom couldn't be bothered to be there, or she was working third shift or whatever it was. And anyway, we had this whole thing, this whole meeting, and I said, well, I said, the solution to this is you hold him back. And what they said to me was, well, we found studies have shown that holding them back doesn't do anything. It doesn't accomplish
anything. How
does
moving them forward accomplish anything?
I said to her, you can only belong to a teacher's union and believe that moving someone forward for something they didn't deserve is the proper way to handle it. It's just.
Remember when we were in school?
Oh, yeah.
And we're, oh my, Jesus, I really got to crack down because, fuck, I can't flunk this class. I'm going to flunk fourth or fifth or sixth grade. Mm-hmm. There, kids, kids don't worry about that anymore. If they don't do anything, if they don't do shit, they just continue to pass them on.
But I don't understand.
Because it hurts their feelings.
Okay, but why? I don't understand. Like, why? Okay, so.
Because that's how skewed. Okay. That's how fucking skewed everything is on this fucking planet anymore.
So failed English 2, but was passed on to English 3.
I'm just assuming that if you are passing, that you have the proper things, you know, to go to the next grade. And, you know, the right grades, you have the right credits.
As we dig deeper into her son's records, we can see in his first 3 years at Augusta Fells, he failed 22 classes and was late or absent 272 times.
Wow. Yeah, it's the school's fault, though.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's the school's fault.
Yeah, they should go wake him up, give him breakfast.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, sorry, you got to work 3 jobs, you know.
But in those 3 years, only one teacher requested a parent conference, which France says never happened. No one from the school told this mother.
They probably gave the kid a note and he shit-canned it or whatever happened.
Yep, that went in the backpack and never made it home.
You got it.
Her son was failing and not going to class.
Yeah.
France's son, in his 4 years at Augusta Fells, earned a grade point average of 0.13.
Which is no way to go through life. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life.
0.0.
He only passed 3 classes. But his transcripts show...
Okay. GPA, 0.013 was his GPA. Ready? Here it comes.
His class rank is 62 out of 120. This means nearly half of his classmates, 58 of them, have a GPA of 0.13 or lower.
Okay, you know what? Maybe there is a little bit of blame on the school on this one.
Everyone is to blame on this.
Holy shit.
Everyone. This retard kid, her mom with no dads in the fucking picture.
Oh, shit. That's that fucking beginning of Thriller again.
Fuck this dumb kid. Where's the Thriller clip out of you farting? Fuck this retard kid. Fuck him.
But perfect. Jesus Christ.
Best audio editing in the podcast
business. Oh my
gosh,
fucking great. Doug did a really nice job on that.
Oh no, it was no Doug reach around. That was me.
Yeah. That's, you know, yeah.
Hang on, sorry. Never not funny.
Fucking great.
Never not funny.
Yeah, that's fucking... I was watching the original Manchurian Candidate the other day.
How is that? I've never seen...
You know what?
It.
I liked it.
Yeah?
I mean, I like Sinatra. You know, I'm a big Sinatra fan. Yeah. And I actually thought he was pretty good in it, but yeah, that's actually a pretty damn decent movie. But there's a scene where Janet Leigh's in this, and there's a scene where Sinatra's
back
on a train.
Back when that meant something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was
a looker.
But
Sinatra's trying to light a fucking cigarette. He's all nervous and shit because he was one of the brainwashed dudes. And he's on this train, and man, she's just staring at him. He's trying to get this fucking cigarette lit, and it was fucking hilarious. Actually, it's the first time I'd ever seen it. I liked it. I did. I'll probably
put
that in the collection.
I was watching the Pharaoh v. Allen documentary. Mia Farrow versus Woody Allen.
Yeah.
And young Mia Farrow, man, when she was married to Sinatra, Jesus Christ.
You tell me
this. Wow, was that a piece of ass in the old days.
You tell me this.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. He looks just like
this.
Frank.
That is fucking
that's
Sinatra's
Frank's,
kid.
Yeah, that's Frank's kid.
I don't
kid.
Give a fuck what anybody says.
I thought the same
that
thing.
That is fucking blue eyes right there. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It is.
I mean,
agree.
My God, that's just, if it ain't, but that's got to be fucking
Sinatra. Look at that
picture
of Ronan Farrow and how much he looks like Sinatra.
Yeah.
Especially in that first picture.
Right there. Yeah. That one, not quite so much, but that one, yes.
Yeah, that one. That one especially. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Frank's smile, Frank's eyes right there.
You know what they named him? Ronan's not his given name.
Oh, it's not. No, is that something he picked himself?
It's Satchel. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we're going to sing us an old work song today. Jesus, why Satchel?
I don't know.
God.
Yeah, that's definitely Sinatra's kid.
That is fucking
I'd like to see
man.
A DNA test there. Because I don't think that's Woody Allen's
look at
kid.
That, yeah, look at that. I mean, you know, come on, man.
Yeah, come on. There's no
Woody
way.
Allen is fucking ugly as a mud fence.
Yeah.
Ronan Farrow's a good-looking kid.
I never got how he pulled down pussy.
Who?
Fucking Woody Allen. I never got it.
Mick Jagger pulled down pussy. Come on, man. Famous. It's,
yeah.
You know.
I suppose, but God damn.
Okay, young Woody. Let's go. Young Woody Allen.
He looks the same, just fucking no gray.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, he's a hipster doofus then.
No one's fucking...
Jesus Christ, is that him? It is.
Ugh.
He was worse.
No one is fucking that jittery Jew in fucking 1960. Stop it with
oh
that.
Oh my God.
Stop it with that already. Who's fucking him? Who's that? That's Sun Yi. Like...
That's...
Stop it already with fucking Sun Yi. Oh, she's sitting on his lap right there in that
picture?
Where? Oh, she's just a kid of that one. Oh, my God. You know Woody fucking groomed her since she was about eight years old.
You talk about a Manchurian candidate.
You ain't fucking bullshitting. Sun Yi has no idea that he fucking groomed her from a young age and then There's
that
no
is,
way that's Woody's
that is
kid,
fucking
man.
Sinatra's kid, man. You can't.
No. Yeah, no. I'm with you.
No fucking way.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Boy, you're right. There's no difference between young, old.
He's
Woody Allen, man. He's a hump.
The same. He's the same Menchie Jew 60 years ago as he is now. I think that's Muriel Hemingway, but double click on it.
It is. I think you're right.
God damn.
Yeah.
He's got whole movies about fucking young girls. Like, we got it. Like,
yeah.
Buddy, we,
yeah. Yeah. Fuck this.
I would like to fuck young girls too, but not eight.
Yeah. Yeah. That is Muriel Hemingway.
Farrow versus Allen, episode one, the very end of the episode. Oh, there's a thing where, and I'm sorry, I forget her name, but she was a kid then, and Woody was clearly.
Who, Mia?
No, the girl he ended up molesting.
Oh, Soon.
No.
No.
The little. I'm sorry, I can't think of her name.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
But like. You know, they go to family friends and they're like, yeah, I walked into the room and Woody is like teaching her how to suck on his fingers. And I'm like, oh, God. And then at the end of that first episode, Mia walked into Woody's apartment and found Polaroids of Sun Yi nude on his desk. She was like 21 then.
Jesus.
And then they go, at some point, Mia felt compelled to sit down and tell the kids that Woody had taken these nude photos of their sister. And then the 8-year-old girl says, I thought to myself, oh, so I'm not the only one. And that's how the episode ends. And I went, fuck this doc, man.
Yeah.
What the? It's gross, dude.
Yeah.
What the fuck? And I'm sorry, I can't think of her name, but yeah, it's pretty good, though.
Mm. Yeah, no, sorry. No.
No. Who's fucking that Jew? Yeah. I just stop it. Ugh.
Mia
enough.
Farrow wasn't.
Dude, when she was young Mia Farrow was a force to be fucking reckoned with.
Oh, there you go.
Not there when she looks like she's going to march for abortion rights. Fucking go and put young Mia Farrow in there. Oh, dude, when she was young, fuck you.
Oh, yeah, she was.
Oh, look at that.
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah. That fucking short little haircut.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd fucking plumb the back.
See, look at that. That's his mom, for sure.
For sure.
But you put that up against fucking Frank?
Yeah, that's.
Look at that.
Look,
Come on, man.
Same chin, same eyes,
same
ears.
Same smile.
Yeah,
yep.
That's Frank's kid.
Yep, there's no way.
There's
just
no
fucking
way.
Question. Ooh, God damn.
I know, look at her. She's, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that girl gets fucked.
That like, that picture I've always liked because I don't know what it is. I love that short haircut on her.
How
man.
Much younger was she than Frank? It was over
Jesus
20
Christ.
Years, right?
Yeah.
It was over 20 years.
Okay, so if it was in 66, July Frank was born 66. In 15, so.
She was 21 and he was 50.
There you go, yeah.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ!
Yep.
God, I would love to date a 21-year-old girl. I mean, but not for long. Eventually, you have to talk to them. And that's just, you know, what are you doing? Yeah. You know, like, yeah. What do you got to talk about?
Two years. Barely. Just over 2 years.
And my makeup and my friends. And I'm going to have some drinks. And fuck off.
Yeah. Who was, let's see.
Oh, yeah, he had a handful of wives.
Yeah, he did. Ava Gardner was a looker, too.
She was, too. Early
Ava
pictures
Gardner
of her.
Ava Gardner was a fucking looker, man.
Early pictures yep. of her, like, from the mid-50s.
Yeah.
She's intimidatingly sexy.
Fucking bombshell, man.
Yeah, she's... Some yep. of those pictures... not that one especially, but
no.
some of those pictures, she is intimidatingly
there you go.
Sexy. Yeah,
that's
come
a hot
on.
One. Yep. And she did not put up with fucking Frank shit either.
No,
that's,
no.
That's the reason. She found out who Frank Sinatra really was.
And she ended up kicking him to the curb, right?
She
kicked
she
him
did.
Out, right? Yeah.
That's when his...
Yeah.
That's when he hit his downward yeah. spiral there after his fame the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Sinatra. I love his movies. I love his music. But he was not a fucking nice dude.
No, not,
he was
not
a nice
not a
dude.
Great human. No.
Nope.
No.
I'm not going to give him a pass on that one.
Like, look at that. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we doing? Look at that third picture.
Look at that.
That second picture and that third one. Oh, look at that.
Mama.
Jesus
yeah,
Christ. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she did not take Frank's fucking shit.
Oh, young Ava Gardner,
yep.
man. What are you doing? Gee whiz.
But you know that it was an Amazon fucking rainforest.
You just know.
You know it. It just was.
Whoever the first girl was that went, you know, I'm going to try to trim
this fucking,
or shave
I think I'm
going to
fucking yeah. get a brush hog and take care of this fucking thing.
Can I get an industrial strength fucking weed whacker and fucking, you know, the one they use in national parks?
Why do you think chainsaws were invented?
Oh, my God. Can you, I just don't, ugh.
Oh.
Yeah. I just cannot abide
She's
by.
She's like, right there.
Yeah, right fucking
right,
here.
Right there.
Drop that load yeah. right on this fucking chin, Frank. Oh. And you just know.
Whoever had it, Sinatra had a fucking hog on him.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you just know that she threw pussy out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she threw it out there.
Yep.
Gosh, she was fucking something else in the mid-50s, man. Jesus Christ.
See, look at you. You can even see that fucker poking out from around
yeah.
there.
Well, that's not a mound. That's fucking bush. That's all pubes.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I'm a sucker for a good mound, but that's like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
that's pube.
Yeah,
that's hair.
That's
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Give me a bitch with hair.
Anyway. I got to piss.
Yeah, I got to shit.
Spend this fucking madness.
I got to shit. We'll talk to you soon on TGO Radio.
Oh, I got it. Okay, this episode's over.